Welcome to the Macerata Opera Festival's audio description service. On stage this evening is Carmen, an opera in four acts by Georges Bizet, with the libretto by Henri Meilhac et Ludovic Halévy, inspired by the novel of the same name by Prosper Mérimée. It was performed for the first time at the Opéra Comique in Paris on March 3, 1875, while the first Italian performance took place at the Bellini Theatre in Naples on November 15, 1879. Next, we will provide the plot of the first act, the explanation of the set by director Jacopo Spirey, and the description of the scenic design and costumes by Mauro Tinti. Plot. Seville, 1820. Sergeant Morales and a group of soldiers observe the coming and goings of people in the square. At a certain point, a girl, Micaela, asks to speak with the corporal, Don Jose. The soldiers tell her that he will arrive shortly and invite her to wait with them in the meantime, but she prefers to leave and return later. It is time for a work break. The cigar makers leave the factory, and all the men are waiting for Carmen. When the beautiful cigar maker notices that Jose ignores her, she throws him a flower, which the corporal hides in his jacket. In that moment, Micaela returns with a letter for Don Jose from his mother, in which the woman expresses her wish that her son marries Micaela. Suddenly, a fight breaks out between the cigar makers, and Carmen is arrested by Zuniga, the lieutenant of the guards. Don Jose, now seduced by the woman, allows her to flee and is imprisoned for having failed in his duty. Director's view. The initial idea for this contemporary style production is to bring Carmen home, in the words of director Jacopo Spirey. Carmen is in fact un opera comique, born in Paris and infused with the scent of the French capital. The Spain that is described is that in which is seen and thought of by Parisians, with only some colors of Spain, according to Spirey. Therefore, starting from the hybrid elements, dialogue, songs, and dance that characterize the opera, this production represents the world of the Parisian cabaret with an atmosphere full of eroticism and with as few filters as possible, states the director. A liquid world where everyone wears what they want, according to Spirey, from women with platinum wigs to men in high-heeled stilettos. A world in which various combinations of desire intertwine, in the words of the director. Obsession, like the masculine one for women reduced to an object, will, like that of freeing oneself from the oppression of traditional bourgeoisie society, possessiveness, like that of Don Jose towards Carmen. While the first act takes place inside an elegant cabaret in the center of Paris, in the second, we move to a more peripheral nightclub, while the third moves us further towards the Paris suburbs and takes place on the street. For the fourth act, in a downward spiral of freedom and condemnation, the glamour returns, but this time it is excessive, pompous, and almost grotesque kind of a red carpet, besieged by photographers who will proclaim the end of Carmen. Scenic design. For all four acts, the wall of the Sfenisterio is covered in the center by 56 silver PVC strips, around 5 millimeters thick and a bit less than 18 meters long. They hang from the top of the wall and descend vertically. Being very light, they move against the wall, giving the perception of solidity and hardness, and voice to the stage, in the words of Jacopo Spirey. These strips represent the typical curtains of Parisian cabaret shows, according to the director. For all four acts, the center of the stage is occupied by a large scaffolding of iron pipes with two sets of stairs on the sides, which lead to the top. Attached to the scaffolding, along its entire length and height, there is a bright pink and glittering silhouette of a leg wearing a high-heeled shoe on the foot. The silhouette is positioned horizontally, and the heel touches the stage on the right. It represents the male obsession and the woman reduced to an object, as expressed by Spirey. In the first act, in front of the silhouette of the leg, there is a parallelepiped, which represents a Parisian theater. The side facing the audience is colored and has the silhouette of a woman's face drawn onto it, but only her long dark hair and bangs can be seen. In fact, the face is cut out and constitutes the opening of the theater itself. It is the non-face of Carmen, which represents her enigmatic gaze, but also the tragic world, in the words of the director. The interior of the theater has both a golden floor and walls. A half-circle platform covered in bright pink glitter is positioned in front and touches the stage to create the stage of the theater itself. On either side of the theater, 76 red chairs without armrests and with the backs covered in red velvet are placed 38 on the right and 38 on the left, respectively, in six rows, as if they were a small audience.